the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network, as well as other stations around the state. And of course, if you are one of those people who likes podcasting, the guy who sets up our pods is here in the studio. His name is Chaz Thompson. He's filling in for Jop because we're jopless today. Welcome to the show, Jop.
Not Jop, but Jop's ill today. He's getting some cuddle time with the dogs as he heals
up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's got to be. And, anyway, on the grilling line right now is.
Is that what he calls Lisa now?
I'm glad I didn't.
Is the voice of none other than Tim Sobey. How are you, Mr. Sobey?
Doing excellent. Happy Saturday.
Yeah. Did you go through enough Poochkies?
We did. We started ordering them. I know they're not as good as, you know, if it's Marge's or Sandy's. And but they're a boxed one we can get in and have in time for people to pick up. And we only have just a few boxes left, so they've been really blown off the shelf. That's a good thing.
So you have your finger on the pulse, and the meat conversations I'm having these days with people are finally kind of, I think, waking up to thinking that, gosh, supply isn't always great in some things, like eggs right now. People are going berserk over getting eggs. Everybody's buying chickens at the tractor store. What is your opinion of how we're looking for your supply chain in terms of meats? Are there any meats people might want to stockpile a little bit?
I would say right now, don't do that. So here's what you run into, and, you know, as the Boy Scouts always said, always be prepared, right? So would it hurt to have a few meals in the freezer? No, it wouldn't. But we had this during the pandemic early on, and everybody was stockpiling, and all that did was cause, you know, a huge
inflation. Yeah.
So I don't see any major hiccups yet. Where I would say, you know what, the inside tip is you better stockpile. There's a little bit of a hiccup with higher quality beef. We don't have that from our local supplier with that American Wagyu. But yet, when going back to last summer when we had the droughts and everything, and they were cattle were dying or they were, you know, getting emaciated, they didn't have nutrition, so they were bringing them to market too early. When we got around the Christmas time, that really was putting the bind on having enough quality cattle in the pipeline.
Well, I'm understanding that nationally, somewhere between 4 and 6% of the beef herd is getting culled because of the shortage anticipated on feed for them. And I'm talking larger producers, the Cargills of the world.
Sure. And that's no big surprise. But yet, we're still, what are we doing with corn? We're turning it into fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's keeping fuel prices high, feed prices high. So, I don't know, it's like, why are we doing that? That makes no sense. We got all the oil in the ground we need, but we can't touch that. But we'll raise corn to turn that into fuel.
I want to fuel me belly. So,
yeah.
So what kind of meats right now are like flying off the shelf at Sobey?
Let's see here. I would have to say, you know, we have this little bit of a warm up, and as I always say, people are like birds, you eat to the weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a real quick switch here. It warmed up and everybody, we were just flying through steaks and brats and burgers for people to grill. Now, you know, we just had a couple of days of snow and cold, and it might be time to hunker back down and have that pot roast again.
Indeed.
You know, and now we got this coming up week. It's going to warm up and melt off. The grills will be fired back up again. So it's kind of making a little bit of a mix there again. Sometimes, you know, as I say, you sound like a politician. I feel strongly both ways,
right?
You know, but fortunately, chicken prices have really, really dropped.
Have they?
They're getting the money out of the eggs. But we had talked about wings, you know, pre-Super Bowl, and they were about a quarter the cost they were a year ago for Super Bowl.
Well, and those two are not necessarily related, because egg-laying chickens end up in McNuggets, not in any Sobey meat.
Correct.
That's not one you want to eat. That's a McNugget waiting to happen.
But right, the right. Chicken farm needs both.
Yes.
If they're lucky enough to get there.
Yeah, they're lucky. I don't think they feel lucky.
when we had Gordy, the world's greatest egg man, still supplying us, and periodically they'll cull their flocks because they're laying drops in production. They just went to landfill. They couldn't even use them in dog food because what if there was a feather in there and a dog choked on a feather and died, so they couldn't even put those birds into dog food.
I'm sure you're being facetious with that.
I am not. I'm telling you the gospel truth.
A dog could eat the chicken while it's running.
I know that.
They're wolves. They're coyotes.
Who's out there taking all the feathers and deboning the pheasant and the grouse and everything for the coyote and fox and cougar and wolves, which aren't in Michigan either, and all that other stuff?
Don't get me going.
Now, but you got to be concerned about Bob's chihuahua.
Yeah.
I don't have a chihuahua. I've got a pit bull. I'd like to see how much chicken you bring up to camp, because I know those coyotes are fed well.
Oh, yeah.
How many did you take, can you say?
I would love to tell you that we cleaned up on them, but unfortunately, now we're Coyotes 5 and us 0.
So my gosh.
We didn't score again this year, but God, did we kill some brain cells. I'll tell you what.
Well, I think there might be a correlation there.
Yes. But we're already working on a fail-proof plan for next year.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Tim, tell everybody where you're at and how the best way to get a hold of you guys, of course, is go in the store.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker, and stop in and see us. And if you've never been there before, we take great delight in our newbies making it in for the first time.
And if you are a newbie, make sure you try and track this big guy down and give him a hug, because he's a hugger. And beside that, if you don't want to hug him, just hug one of his steaks, because they are gorgeous, and they will cut them to whatever thickness you want. It's not prepackaged and filled with nitrogen. It's cut on the spot while you wait.
You know, if you get over there at lunchtime, there's always hot lunches.
Sobeys. Cheap. You can fill your belly. So, yeah, and of course, do you email out your specials?
We don't.
Okay.
But you can see them on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on Facebook.
That's where I see them then. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. So make sure.
On our website
and on
well.
Jethro every single day, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we do that during
the
bunker.
Gosh.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to climb into the bunker here in a little bit. Any parting thoughts for the Jethro audience and the Grilling Guys audience?
I would say, you know, there's a lot of things circulating out there. So more than anything else, you know, people that you know and trust hang together, stick together through that all. And then some of the other things you hear in the media, growing up in the big metropolis of Marne, Michigan, I worked for the Chesla family at the store, and that's where I learned to cut meat. And Charlie, you know, at one particular time, we had a lot of gossip going around town, and I was talking to Charlie about it. He says, T, never forget, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. And it's good words to live by sometimes when you hear things in the media.
Yeah.
Sometimes they try to cause a lot of unrest as well.
So you weren't listening to the first segment, were you?
No.
Sounds like you're parroting my exact sentiments. I think it's the times we're in. To me, it just feels weird. I mean, there's a lot of uneasy people and a lot that are oblivious. So yeah. Anyway, Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, stay in the hunt, stay in the fight, and watch out, coyotes.
There you go. Hey, have a good one. Love you guys. And everybody out there, if you haven't turned in before, tune in all the time to Jethro and Polka Pops.
There you go. All right. From the Polka King of Walker there, Tim Sobey. Thanks, Timmy. All right. Gosh, Chaz, we're having too much fun. I forget what's-his-face isn't even here. All right. Hey, we're going to be back in just a minute, and we're going to talk to somebody from the Broadway venue. We'll be back.